BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a quick one today because we were doing the official chart between 2 and 4. But the first hour of the show was all about the amazing Stephen Fry.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. We've got the official chart today from 2 o'clock. Just been delivered to me there, Chris. You look nervous.
Well, it's just a new one for me. It's my first run out.
It's just counting backwards. But it is exciting chart today. Is it going to be Zayn at number one again with Pillow Talk? Could be Shawn Mendes again with Stitches. Who knows? 2 to 4 today, the official chart. We're taking it off Greg just for 1 week because he's a little bit busy right now. And in the next half hour, Stephen Fry is on this show. We came up with a game in the pub that is basically Stephen Fry reads out bits of celebrity autobiographies. But these books that we're going to get him to read from, they're not that highbrow. He's probably not been asked to read anything like this before.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It was around this time last year that we spoke to Stephen Fry, who was hosting the BAFTAs. He's here again now, and I feel it's kind of a... It's becoming a regular thing.
It's like a tradition.
I can almost smell him.
Yes. I think he's here now.
In fact, I can smell him.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not nice.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Scott. Very well indeed.
Lovely to see you.
It's bizarre to think it is a year. I know that's a very old person thing to say. Can it really be a year? But can it really be 11 years that I've been doing this? I started it in 2001 when most of your listeners, of course, were still in utero.
Yes,
and all around here was green fields and goats and sheep. And
none of this was here then.
None of this was here. No. And the internet was made of wood and ivory.
Yes.
And but things have moved on, obviously, since 2001. And I'm still at it. I don't know why, but they're very kind to ask me back each time.
Have you stopped getting nervous now?
Thing is... Yes, and then no, because if I'm not nervous, I get nervous because I'm not nervous, and I think I should be. Yeah. I feel that I have to have this kind of anxious energy, otherwise it won't go according to plan.
So it's adrenaline, really?
It is, yeah. I suppose what I'd say is that it's not my show. I'm the host. And that's an important word, I think, because you know, hosts are anxious that all the guests are going to turn up. You know, you're having a party and you want to make sure everyone comes. And you're terrified that at 4 o'clock the phone's going to start ringing. People saying, oh, I can't make it, won't be there.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you're a host. But also, it's not my show. It's not a comedy showcase for me to show off.
Mm.
It's really just to relax everybody enough for the evening one hopes to go well without being what I like to call it, Scott. I don't know if you're familiar with cuisine from Paris, but I like to call it, what you want to avoid is the croque madame.
Oh, yeah. No, this is good.
Now, hang on.
What's a croque madame?
I've had an experience with a croque madame before.
Yeah, no, well, it's a croque monsieur with an egg on.
Yes,
that's it. And what's a croque monsieur?
Croque monsieur.
It's just your cheese and your ham.
Yeah. I don't want the evening to be hammy, cheesy or eggy.
Right.
That's the point.
Do you feel a pressure?
Avoiding the madame now.
But do you feel a pressure every year to kind of, to change things or to better it?
Yeah, I do. I kind of look into the folder marked BAFTA on my desktop computer and I go all the way back and think, oh, that's how I introduced it that year, then that year. And I think I cannot repeat it. Even if it's going back to 2002, say, someone will notice it and go, he's done that joke before.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it, when you know you've got a belter.
Yeah, exactly, it is. So you try and do it different each year. And actually, the landscape changes. The kinds of people who are in the room are different, obviously, and the way, you know, everything alters. So it keeps one on one's toes.
Now, do you have joke writers or is it all you?
I have the two, Ivor Badil and Philip Kerr, they're called, and they're wonderful. And they produce a script, and then I go through and ruin it and change everything. A lot of it is to do with, I suppose, what a wine taster would call mouthfeel. There are certain phrases that may be funny on the page, but they just don't fit well into my mouth. So I'll go and rework them. And sometimes I like, obviously, to think of a lot of jokes myself, and I like to leave space for ad-libbing.
Yes.
Possible, you know, according to who's in the room and how it's going.
And are you reading off an auto cue?
Yes.
So is there a terrifying bit where it says, Stephen, ad lib?
Not quite that.
Oof,
but sometimes I've got someone coming in my ear. You see, the thing is, you have to be off an auto cue and you have to have someone in your ear because everything is, you know, timed very particularly, and you can't suddenly change the order. You can't suddenly say, I think we'll do best screenplay now because it's going to be best supporting actress, and the person presenting the best supporting actress is backstage waiting, ready to come on, so you've got to make sure everything's in the right order. But sometimes things go wrong. You get a little power cut or something like that, and you have to vamp. Yeah. And this year will be interesting because I want to try and utilise the fact that it happens to be Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Sunday, so that should be, you know, make it larky.
Are there any, looking back over the last 10 years, because this is your 11th, where you or anyone else has slipped up or something has gone terribly wrong?
Fortunately, nothing's gone wrong in the way that's made it in any way a croque madame. It's not been eggy or cheesy. But, I mean, yes, people make mistakes, but usually they're an opportunity rather than anything else. Mm. I mean, Meryl Streep and... She wanted to, who was it she wanted to thank, and she said spank instead. Oh, and that was very
good,
pleasing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So I kind of made much hay of that. So that was quite pleasing. There was one year, really weird, where the red carpet had some mousse in it, some
the foamy carpet.
It was a dry afternoon, so it was laid out. No one knew it was there. But then it started to pour with rain, and the thing just came frothing up. It was unbelievable. And people were wading through foam.
It was like a tide of froth, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
It was really good.
It was very, very pleasing. So things like that actually are a gift, to be honest. If it's all too smooth and easy, it's actually a bit of a shame.
Because in America, they play music to get you off stage, don't they, at the Oscars, if your speech is going on
too long. A comic being gonged off, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you on standby to signal to people to wrap it up a bit?
Not really. I mean, if I get in my ear, I think she or he has gone on long enough, I just sort of ease my way towards the lectern and, you know, sort of, pick up the award to give them it, but as gently as possible. Yeah. Mostly people are pretty good. They're asked to be very short by the stage manager before the thing begins and so on.
Do you ever cross out jokes that maybe are too British? Because it's kind of on show to the whole world, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Sometimes I overdo it and actually think every joke has to be American or appeal to an American, and that's probably wrong. So I try and mix it up a bit. I'm thinking at the moment about whether, you know, because there are a lot of British actors involved and a lot of Americans as well coming. And so... That is always a joyful mix, the difference in language. So I'm, at the moment, just thinking of various language things to play with.
But also, if they don't get it, they quite like it. It's like, oh, how British.
Actually, it is, over the years, it has been something of a thing for the camera to look at a puzzled American face when I'm talking.
That's one of my favourite bits.
Yes, exactly. What is he saying? I don't understand.
You know, Ricky Gervais obviously recently hosted the Golden Globes. Mm. For the fourth time. And despite him seeming to offend a lot of people, they still keep rebooking him, don't they?
Mm.
Are you ever tempted to make your script a bit more like that, like turn it up a bit?
Do you know, in the end it suits Ricky, because I'm not saying because Ricky's an offensive person, but he doesn't care what people think. That's really what makes him so brilliant at what he does.
I think you'd be mortified, wouldn't
you? Yes, I would. I just care what people think, and it's a fault, and it's one I'm totally aware of. I whether it's my mother's fault for drumming politeness into me or whatever it is, I just don't like upsetting people.
Is that really? Because I wouldn't have imagined that with you. I would have thought someone in your position
I think he'd be mortified if he offended somebody.
Yes, right.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I swore last year, but it was deliberate. It was a deliberate sort of joke about my overexcitement at having Tom Cruise coming on to give the best And some people said that was, you know, I'm not offended myself. Of course not. No, I'm not offended. How could I be? I'm a broad-minded person. But some people might have been. And that was disgraceful of you. And that I really cannot bear. And that makes me want to swear even more. I hear that kind of nonsense. It's so stupid.
It's a bit silly.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Now, obviously, BAFTAs is on Valentine's Day, which you will reference. Mm. You've obviously remembered that because it's in the script. And are you going to do something romantic this
year? I remember that because I'm a married man.
You are a married man, aren't you?
It would be worth my life forgetting it.
Yeah.
Yes, we will indeed have a very special Valentine's moment. I don't want to give any of it away. But suffice to say, we will be involving the audience and those in the audience who are prominent actors and directors to be involved in our Valentine's moment.
But do you personally get in trouble for being away on Valentine's Day? If I was working on Valentine's Day, I would probably get a lot of grief.
Yeah, you would.
Well, fortunately, my husband knew what he was taking on.
That's and the thing.
Fine.
He spotted quite early on, you know, I think probably in September last year. Hang on, that's the 14th of February, the BAFTAs.
So he's had time to get
Valentine's
over it.
Day is the 15th.
Right, okay.
Oh, I suppose you could always take him to the BAFTAs as well. That's quite a cool Valentine's gift. Yeah. Perhaps.
Yes, though, unfortunately, I'm on backstage all day. He is coming, so yeah, he's definitely going to be in the audience with his brother and my sister and things like that. So he'll be a family thing. But, we won't have any actual Valentine moments until it's all over.
Yeah. Mm. We're with Stephen Fry on Radio 1 ahead of the BAFTAs this Sunday. Stay there, we'll talk more in a minute.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Stephen, you have one of the most famous voices in the UK, probably the world. Generations of listeners associate your voice with the audiobooks of Harry Potter, Winnie the Pooh, Paddington Bear, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The list goes on and on. Mm. One of the most instantly recognisable voices around. So, if you wouldn't mind, we would like you to read some of our favourite lines from books you probably have been asked to do the voiceover for, but have refused point blank. Because you must get asked to voice more stuff than you're physically able to do.
It's nice to be asked. I always love being asked. Ever since I was a child, I've loved reading out loud. Mm. Read to my sister when she was tiny and have never stopped. So I'd be very, very honoured
to
read. What have we got here?
So the game is you will read the lines from these three different celebrity autobiographies. Then all of us in the room, me, you, Chris, will try and guess who wrote them.
These are classics as well of their time, it's fair to say.
I mean, they're more recent classics, I would say. Stephen Fry reads celebrity autobiographies. Play along at home.
Here's the first one. As well as not being all that keen on knickers, I don't like having a poo on my own either. I have quite a lot of bad habits, so I might as well get them out of the way now. Washing my bits with baby wipes because I can't be bothered to shower. Drinking gravy, snoring, and eating loudly like a wild boar.
Wow.
Oh my God, I can listen to that all day.
Yeah, assuming it's a girl.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you?
I can actually watch you do a voiceover all day. So next time you're doing one, can I just come and sit in the booth?
Because
it's fascinating.
Definitely.
That was epic.
It was epic,
like
wasn't
having
it?
A poo on my own. That's a very strange
thing. It sounded as epic as Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter up there. But I don't think it was Lord of the Rings.
You can make that absolute trash sound brilliant.
Well, that's kind of... You don't seem as concerned with the actual substance.
No,
well,
no,
he's not. Okay, I'm very puzzled by... She's not keen on knickers, or maybe he's not keen on knickers, and doesn't like having a poo
on their own. Who? I've never heard of that.
Quite a lot of bad habits. I was washing my bits with baby wipes because I can't be bothered to shower. So that's...
Okay.
Drinking gravy seems to be...
Should we go with a pop star of some kind then, or should we...
I can't think of any pop stars it would be. Stephen?
Do you think it's female?
I think female.
I think so.
It's got to be a British female, hasn't
it? Yes, but I don't think it's a sort of Dame Maggie Smith kind of character. Okay. I don't think it's that.
No, it's not Maggie Smith.
Stephen Fry just said Cheryl Cole.
Cole.
That's his
Fine.
Guess.
Let's go with that.
I'm going to go from...
Washing my bits.
Washing my bits. Who would say that? I'm saying...
I don't know. Towie?
Yeah.
Only way is Essex person.
Gemma Collins.
Gemma Collins.
Should we both go for Gemma Collins?
Okay, well, let's join up. We can go against Stephen.
You know more about these things than I do.
If you open that BAFTA style, it's got a little flap so you can reveal it.
The book is called, humbly and sweetly, Me, Me, Me. And it's by Charlotte Crosby.
Oh,
you're not going to tell me who Charlotte Crosby is.
Okay, she's from the northeast of England and she's on a show called Geordie Shore.
Oh, I've heard of Geordie Shore. Cheryl Cole, oddly enough, wasn't...
Not too far away. Okay, next one, please.
Okay, so here we go now. I know I can trust the boys with anything and they would never do anything to betray that trust. They're in the same boat as me and they're always going to do whatever benefits me. None of us would ever do anything with malicious intent. It's 100% guaranteed that we need each other and we're there for one another.
I think I know what this is.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a very loyal person.
Yeah, it's someone that won't ever stray.
But what it's got to be is someone, obviously, presumably, who's in a band, because that's what he's talking about.
I think if I'm, if it's who I'm thinking you are on
I
the
can
right
trust
lines.
The boys with it. So do you think it's a one deer?
Ah, right, yeah.
Mm. And I think if you read, the reason it's probably been chosen, this bit, is because it says they would never do anything to betray the trust. It's 100% guaranteed that we need each other and we're there for one another.
Oh, so it must be Zayn Malik.
I think it's Zayn Malik. I agree.
Let's
okay.
have a look.
Open the flap, Stephen.
One Direction, Where We Are, Our Band, Our Story, from Zayn Malik's
there
chapter.
We well done, boys.
Yes, well
very
done.
Good.
That's going to come
and
back
finally,
to
on the celebrity autobiography game with Stephen Fry.
When people ask me questions, I always think I know the answer because I've half paid attention to something and put two things together. It just happens that those two things are completely muddled. Still, I know I've heard them somewhere. I went to church dressed as Rudolph once. I don't know why. Reindeers are funny, aren't they? I used to confuse them with dolphins.
Wow.
Well, wow. Whoever this person is, I hope they're not allowed to use the telephone or vote.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be appearing on QI.
No, this is they'd get the buzzer on QI. Wow.
Reindeers are funny, aren't they? I used to confuse them with dolphins. Well, they're both mammals, I suppose we could say that.
Okay.
Okay, quickly.
Right, quickly, I think. Any ideas, Stephen?
None whatever.
It's someone not that clever. Joey Essex?
I think Joey Essex.
Oh, Joey Essex, of course.
Are you aware of his work?
Now you say that, that's... It is. It's Being Ream by Joey Essex.
Yes, there we go.
Well, I very much enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Stephen. Really good to see you again. And the BAFTA ceremony is going to be broadcast on BBC One and BBC One HD at 9 o'clock this coming Sunday, the 14th of February. A special red carpet show is on BBC Three, hosted by Angela Scanlon at 8:30. Thank you very much, and we'll probably see you again this time next year.
I hope so, Scott.
It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you. And that was your Stephen Fry, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're back Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.